79 degrees, which was the forecast high, under sunny skies at AM 1150 and 101.7 FM, WDEL.
Working for peanuts is all very fine, but I can show you a better time. Maybe you can
park
my car.
No.
Yes, I'm gonna be a star. Maybe you can
park
my car.
All right, so maybe you can park my car. I know, it's very bad. All right. Well, okay, so Nelly Furtado has a song about parking a lot, but no one knows it. And I listened to it, and I thought, you know what? It's pretty weak. It's no there there. Do you know that song, Ken?
I don't.
Yeah, no one, neither does anybody else.
Nelly Furtado, what was, I think that's another one where I might know one of her songs.
Yeah.
I
don't know, it's pretty good, but no one knows that song.
Yeah.
So, Ken Grant, my friend from AAA Mid-Atlantic, is here. And we're talking about parking in the city of Wilmington. And he is my big surprise. Like I said earlier, a big surprise coming in. And you are my big surprise. Well, you are an extra large, aren't you?
5X, actually.
You are not. No. You are, that's funny. This is the place for self-deprecating humor. Bring it. As I tell people, we often have, what do you call, oh, come on. Shows we have a lot of people on. Thirsty Thursday, the
Weekend Buzz.
Sometimes the Buzz, yeah. And I tell people, look, if you can think of a really good insult and you think it's funny, make me the target, because my audience loves that. You know, and that's the great thing about self-deprecating humor is it's a good joke, even if it's not a good joke, even if it's not terribly funny, but someone gets gored and it's not someone in the audience. In other words, like, someone just got gored and it's not me. Right, it's me.
Right.
You know, so that's what I tell people. If you got a good insult, bring it, make me the brunt, because I don't care. Over the years, I've been called so many things by so many people, it just doesn't matter. If I may quote the fabulous Bill Murray in that great documentary movie called Meatballs, it just doesn't matter. It just doesn't matter. So what does matter is people will park downtown, and we want people to enjoy the city of Wilmington. Many of us go to the city quite often. I know you do. And my God, you live at least 22 minutes away from the center of the city.
But you know, that's
maybe 24?
Somewhere around there.
Really?
Depending on traffic.
I'm 7.
Which I appreciate, you know, WDEL's traffic reports regularly that tell me whether I want to do the 95 thing or the Kirkwood Highway thing or avoid them both or whatever.
If you said that with more energy, I would put that in a promo.
I thoroughly enjoy the WDEL traffic reports. They help save me time and aggravation on a daily basis.
Isn't that the truth? That's what it's about. You get it. Not everybody understands. Save you time.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it does. So I'm 7 minutes away and basically an $8 Uber fee, because I'll do that sometimes. Mm-hmm. Like when they have Beer Week and Beer Fest and, oh, look, an excuse for beer. On some Saturday, and it's like, Uber, bring it, baby. And we head on down there, have a great time. And I love Wilmington, because I think what happens in a town our size is that we get to know people and people get to know us. I mean, no matter who we are, you know what I mean?
Now, have you tried the Wilmingo?
What's that?
That's the extra long golf cart. The one that fits probably, you know, 5-6 people.
Did that,
you know,
replace the Jolly Trolley?
And I guess.
Where is the Jolly Trolley?
I think that got retired.
I haven't seen it.
But the Wilmingo, we tried it out during the Ladybug Festival. It was great just getting up and down Market Street.
Where'd you drive to?
So first we parked up by Deco Now. Which is
Hotel DuPont.
Right.
It's a great space.
It is. And our group made its way down Market Street, hitting all the venues and enjoying all the great music that the Ladybug Festival brings.
Yeah.
And we get all the way down to 2nd and Market, the Loma area. And it was just hot and muggy that night. And we're like, we don't feel like walking all the way back up Market Street, you know, the way we had just come. So called up Wilmingo. Guy was there in 2 minutes.
You called him.
Hopped on that thing.
Do you have an app, or you just call him?
It's a combination. There's an
really?
App.
Really? There's an app? Then, well, how much they charge you?
I think it was like $3, you know, for $3? The whole group to get from one end of Market Street to the other.
So whether it's one person or 20 people, it's like $3?
I paid $3. I don't know what it is for other people. But
okay.
It was fun. It was worth it. And, you know, just had a great time. I mean, and of course, that night, Market Street is overflowing with people.
Sure.
And we're going by, seeing all our friends, waving at them. They're waving at us. And just, it was fun. And that's one of the beautiful things about downtown Wilmington is,
I agree.
As you know, everybody knows everybody. Everybody has a great time.
So if you haven't been to Deco, it's a great open space. You just open up the space at the Hotel DuPont right over there on Market Street and, 10th?
But you want to be around 10th and Orange to enter there.
That's where it is, 10th and Orange, one block over.
Yeah.
Yeah, right around in there. And it's a great space. They have little restaurants in there, but they don't have, so they've got like, you know, all the unique food that they can.
Yeah.
No. I just want like a hot dog or a burger. You can't get that.
No, that's the beautiful part about it. This is the
It's beautiful that I can't get the hot dog.
You can get a hot dog
anywhere. They got fancy wraps, and what are some of the other ones there?
I enjoy the street Thai food.
They got Thai food.
The Indian food and the barbecue that's there. It's just really good stuff. Oh, chicken and waffles?
Yeah, I don't... Chicken and waffles.
Oh, my gosh. It is some of those waffles, the lightest, fluffiest things I've ever had.
I just want something I can just wolf down and have a couple of beers, listen to music, because they have music, too,
which is great. And a nice bar. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, great place.
Who's our buddy there that's... I'm having a brain freeze. He's playing there quite often now.
Well, Darnell Miller's
Darnell Miller, thank you. Yeah. Darnell is great. He's a great guitarist, great singer-songwriter, does great covers, and he's just like, it's my living room. Because they have sofas in there and stuff, and people are just hanging out listening. So it's good. Yeah, Deco. I don't know why they call it Deco. Do you know?
I don't know. Has something to do with Art Deco, I'm sure.
Whatever.
The DE Delaware. I don't know.
Whatever.
But if you go down that one hallway,
past
the bathrooms that you don't like, you'll find they have uncovered in their remodeling and excavation these old phone booths. I mean, the old style 1940s, 1950s.
So you can make a cell phone call there?
All those phone booths.
So you can make a cell call there?
Sure.
Why? What else are they used for?
It's a neat place to take pictures.
Oh, okay. So you put your friends in the phone booth and take pictures.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it's just a neat little thing.
I don't dislike.
You can take your kids kids. At one point, this is what we had to go through to make a phone call. You didn't just pull a device out of your pocket. You had to go to one of these.
You had to go find one of these things, get a quarter out of your pocket, put it in the machine, and then make a phone call.
Yeah.
Or in your case, you put a dime, and you call the operator, and you call, I want to call Oakland 527, in your case. So,
nice. Hey.
Operator, Oakland 527.
Hey, I have not yet enjoyed a movie theater senior discount yet, so.
Wow, that's called, that's actually funny. That's insane. We should tell the story then. So, a bunch of us go to a movie. There's like a dozen of us, right? And I'm sitting there going like, wow, this is cool. It's only $7. And
it was even cheaper than that for you.
What was it, $5?
Something like that. And we all thought, wow, did you get like the matinee special or like what? That. And then
you looked at the ticket and it said senior. And I was going like, and they're all mocking me because I'm 40. I'm not kidding. I have no idea how the hell I got a senior ticket.
I love that she didn't even ask. She just assumed, this looks like a senior.
And so. I'm not kidding. And seriously, I was like 41 years old. 41 years old, and she gives me a senior ticket. I'm going like, and they're all mocking me like, well, you do look old, Jensen, like Keith Richards, right? Oh, great. Rode hard, put up wet. I look like Keith Richards. Yeah, you look pretty old, Jensen. I'm going like, 41. So you're giving me a hard time, and then I'm sitting there going like, I'm good with this. I saved about $7. You guys paid more. I want to find out who that lady is so I can always go to her and get my tickets from her.
And
we had no problem parking because that was at that Penn Cinema where there's free parking. But not everywhere in Wilmington has free parking, he said, segueing to the actual topic of the conversation, which is why Ken's here from AAA Mid-Atlantic. So over the past few weeks, I started out talking with Carol Arnott Robbins, mm-hmm. who was fighting City Hall on a phony parking ticket. She put a She put a whole bunch of quarters, like six quarters in the machine. It's good for an hour and a half. And within 18 minutes, I think, she said, she got a parking ticket. And she went and fought it, and she wanted to get a list of all the parking meters that were not working, that were being repaired. And one city solicitor, attorney, works for the city, said, we don't have that. We can't give it to you. She goes to court in one of her many court appearances, and another assistant city solicitor said, oh, yeah, I'll get it right to you. And they sent it to her. And then she sent it to you and to me. And I know that you've been fighting the good fight for this for quite a while. So there are a lot of different things that you want to see happen. And I think what we'll do is we'll go through some of these, the things that you want to see happen, things that they need to happen. And really, it's all about community service and being someplace that's friendly for those of us who go to DECO, who ride that little, well, I used to ride, okay, I did not used to. One time I took the Jolly Trolley just to do it, and I thought, okay, that's cute. I'm done. And then you Wilman Go, right, is what you call it?
I believe so. Yeah.
Wilman Go.
Yeah.
Okay. So what are some things you want to see happen?
So, well, so this, for AAA, this really started a while ago. And AAA has regularly been involved with not only the city of Wilmington. We've worked with the city of Newark with some of their parking reform measures recently, Washington, D.C., AAA is the advocate for the motorists. We want to make sure that all these systems are fair, legal.
Is this the legal preamble? Did a lawyer tell you to say this stuff?
I'm just giving some background here that some people, we've been asked. We were asked last night at the city council. It's like, is this something that AAA normally does?
Yes.
Yes, it is.
Are you kidding?
Yes,
when it comes to transportation and cars and serving the community, yes.
We are the motorist advocates.
And they bring me a battery when my battery dies in my car.
Exactly.
And tows my car up to 200 miles because I've got the platinum.
Nice. So about a year ago, we started hearing complaints from some of our members about issues with booting. And we started, pulling on the thread a little bit, started asking questions, started filing FOIA requests. And we came across other cases like Carroll's and others where we're saying, wait a minute, there's something here. We need to start addressing some of these issues. So we put together a pretty hefty report for the city of Wilmington that looked at a wide variety of these issues, everything from the appeals process, the amount of time that it takes to get an appeal through, the kind of notification that a person would receive once they filed an appeal. We got into towing and booting issues and the whole bit. And in June, we sat down and had a good meeting with Mayor Persicki and with some of his senior staff, reviewed a lot of these. And there's been a little bit of communication back and forth since then. But this week, City Council wanted to hear what this report was all about. So we were prepared to go in and talk with the City Council Committee on Public Works and Transportation. And so that was yesterday. And yesterday is when the administration produced a memo and said, you know what? We have taken all of this information that we've heard from AAA and from others, and we're going to introduce several reforms, several improvements. Some of these things they've already been working on. So we are very pleased to see that the city has taken all of this and they're taking these positive steps.
Well, we had this conversation, and then I had a lot of people calling on the phone and a lot of listeners who have been through really hell when it comes to parking enforcement. I mean, it's a big part of our lives.
It is.
It's not, impeachment hearing, but actually it's more of a part of our life than, impeachment hearing is right now. You
arguably,
know what I mean?
Yes. It's and it's something that, for some people, it has taken up quite a bit of time and effort and money.
A lot of us feel like it's all about revenue generation. I mean, when they got $3 million in the budget for it, that's suspicious to me. I say, look at that. Why parking fees and fines? $3 million in the budget. That tells me it's not just about making sure that stores have a good flow of customers coming and going. It's about making money. And if they're going to put it in the budget, because if it's not in the budget, that means, okay, they don't care if they don't make money. So they care if they make money. But there are a lot of things that you thought that, and I say you, like AAA, that should happen. And I'd like to get to some of those. I got to take a break right now.
Sure.
This is a Jensen special. Okay. Wait a second. I know I have listeners who love the Game of Thrones, and will still go back and watch the weekends.
Oh.
This is a Jensen special. I'm tempted to say something like the streets run red with expired tickets, but the red wedding, but no. Parking in Wilmington, will it be fixed? Keep it here.
The Rick Jensen Show on AM 1150 and 101.7 FM WDEL.
You called the Rick Jensen Show, you made your voices heard, and then once we got the big guns at AAA Mid-Atlantic in on this as well, of course they've been working on it previously, actually Ken Grant's been working on this for quite a few years, we actually now have some real momentum in getting parking, how do you want to phrase this, Ken?
Reforms to the parking
perfect
system.
Reforms in place, yes.
But you bring up a very good point, and I've been thinking about this quite a bit the past few days, is that... systems like this need to, if there seem to be things that are broken, it needs people to stand up and say, there's something here that needs to be fixed. I compared it to, you know, having your car and, you know, the check engine light may come on and it's like, okay, is it really something wrong or not? Then you start hearing the noises, you know, and then it's like, okay, it's time to get this thing checked out, to pop the hood, take a look at what's going on and get it fixed.
Yeah.
And
you know, I know you do that.
And,
put it off.
But that's, you know, that's how it is sometimes with systems, whether it's at our, you know, in some workplaces or government agencies or whatever. You just assume that the machine is working fine until enough noise is being made that says, wait a minute, maybe we need to take a closer look at this. And
so that's what it was with parking, because so many people came out. I mean, dozens and dozens of people came out and said, yeah, I've got fake tickets. I'm getting fines when I'm not supposed to get fines because I'm appealing the ticket. And they were racking up hundreds of dollars and stuff like that. Carol Arnott Robbins was one of the first ones to come out and really speak out about this. And even, you know, she's a very successful businesswoman. She doesn't need to be spending her time doing this, but felt like it was very important. So she did. And she's on the phone again. Hello, Carol.
Hey, how are you?
Good. I think that was a fair enough synopsis. So... thank you for being on. Say hi to Ken.
Hey, Ken. Hey, yeah, long Carol. Time no see. Yeah. I sent the Transportation Committee last night.
Exactly. Yeah.
So what about you? Yeah. Have all of your problems been resolved, your personal parking crimes?
No. Actually, I want to share a bit of irony. So my now new trial date is this Friday morning. And I just went down to the city-county building and then to JP Court 20 to file some additional documents pertaining to my case. And I parked a block away from the city-county building in the exact same parking space as I parked last night when I was at the Transportation Committee. Last night I fed my four quarters into the meter. I had an hour. I always take a picture because I don't trust the system right now.
Yeah.
It worked just fine. Today I pull in the exact same parking spot. There's actually 16 minutes left on the meter, which is always very exciting. So I thought, I need an hour. Actually, I don't need an hour, but I'm going to put an hour in. So I'll just put in three quarters, and when I put my third quarter in, it did not register. And I put a fourth quarter in. So I took a picture of that, but I had 16 minutes on the meter. I put a dollar in, and I got 57 minutes of time on the exact same meter that I used last night.
Okay, hang on, because I'm wondering, in addition to that, did she get a ticket? Did it fail completely? Oh, man. All right, stay tuned, because after the news, you'll hear the rest of the story. Keep it air.
Jensen Show on AM 1150 and 101.7 FM WDEL.
In studio, Ken Grant, AAA Mid-Atlantic, and also he is he's fighting for you, the Delaware citizen. Well, you are, you know. So, Freedom of Information Act request. I mean, you went deep in this thing to get all the information you possibly could about parking in Wilmington and what a mess it's been. So, let's get to Carol and her story, because she's been fighting this in court and is an impetus for all of us, really,
yes,
to get behind her on this. And hi, Carol.
Hey. Well, and I would say Ken has really been the leader on this. I happen to be one individual who's been impacted, but Ken, to your point, has really been representing all of us, you know, as citizens of our wonderful little city of Wilmington here.
That's true. It's not the first time. This is, what, the third administration, I think, that you've been lobbying on this behalf, right?
It's something that there's ongoing concerns and
what, but this is like the third administration that you've been talking to.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. And finally, something's getting done. I mean, during the Williams administration, I think a little bit did get done. There was
during the Baker administration, there were several changes made. Yeah.
Okay.
So, but this goes back to, again, this is where citizens need to be active and involved with their local government on all issues. And that's one of the reasons that I certainly enjoy tuning into the Rick Jensen Show, is hearing you constantly trying to educate and involve people in these issues, whether it's in Wilmington or Dover, and occasionally in Washington, D.C.
So Park Mobile app, improvements to that as well?
That is, you know, I think it's working great, personally.
Some people have had some problems with it.
Some people seem to have had
some
issues.
But you got to get the right license plate registered and add them all. If you have a, you know, add them all. I honestly truly do believe that we should get little stickers of your head, your face, and put them all at parking meters just so people know. Ken Grant, the face of Wilmington parking reform. What do you think, Carol? Little stickers of Ken's big, goofy face?
Yeah, and you know, I just want to rewind on the administration for a moment, because I have a lot of respect for Mayor Mike. You know, Mike Kosicki has done a great job for our city for decades, not just as our mayor, but, you know, all the riverfront development and everything. So he has clearly inherited this problem, but I really want to stress that he and his staff are really stepping up to the plate. They are responding. They are making changes. So I don't want this to be a dump on our administration. I want this to be hey, Mayor Mike is doing a really fabulous job, and I personally appreciate everything that he and his staff have done to address these problems that have been brought to their attention.
No, I've taken that tack from the very, very beginning.
Right.
From the very beginning, because when someone deserves acknowledgement for actually trying to do something to help, then we should do that.
One of the things, even
on my show. Where people might not think that really, Jesse just wants to yell at people. All right, so stop, because we got to get to Carol's story, man.
Well, just real quick, one of the things that we point out several times in our report was that so many of these issues, every one of these issues, go back a good 20 years.
Right.
So this is not something, the problems were not in any way initiated by this administration, and to echo Carol's words, you know, it's this administration, through this memorandum that was put out yesterday, they are clearly taking a good look at this, and they are taking steps to make major improvements.
Meanwhile,
so, yes, we are big fans of this administration.
Mayor Mike, as she likes to call him. I say Przicki. All right. So there you are, heading to court for, I don't know, what court appearance number is this now for your parking violations?
I think it's the third time I've been there, and I've been to city council building a couple of times now to file documents or requests for information in FOIA. I'm hopeful that we're going to be able to resolve this on Friday, but I just don't know at this point.
Okay, so okay. Before we get to the parking meter, you're going to end that story of the parking meter, but we need to set this up from the beginning. So, you got a parking ticket. You shouldn't have gotten one because you had money in the meter, and they wrote you a ticket anyway. And you had money for an hour and a half. They wrote you a ticket after like 17 or 18 minutes. Okay, and you've been fighting the same one over and over and over again. They still won't give it to you. They won't say, okay, you're right, the meter was broken, or the meter made the Prio, whatever, made a mistake. Right. So they're hanging in there saying, give us the money, right?
At this point, yes. Yeah.
I was supposed to date back,
Rick, though. I got the ticket in February of 2018. And when I sent it back saying there's obviously a mistake, they said, pay it or request a trial date. I requested the trial date and heard nothing until May of this year. So that's that's like problem number one.
Yeah.
Is that I thought they got my letter and I said I want a trial and they were going to roll over and play dead and say, oops, we made a mistake. But no. Now we're continuing to pursue this. And the judge in the case, I understand, he understands that it's a systemic problem. He doesn't necessarily say that in court, but that was my position, that it's a systemic problem in Wilmington, not just my problem. He can't address that. He doesn't have jurisdiction over the problem in Wilmington, which is why this is taking a little bit longer, because we need to address just mine and get all the documentation that I need to prove that that ticket was given to me in error.
But my goodness, it's been 2 years. What kind of documents do you give these people?
Well, we're now protesting the photo that they claim they took of my car illegally parked. And in fact, when I pulled into that parking spot at 7:30 in the morning, February in 2018, I didn't have to feed the meter until 8 o'clock. So I sat there for a while. I read my New York Times. And then a few minutes before 8, I hopped out, put my 6 quarters in the meter, and walked across the street for a coffee meeting. So was I sitting in that spot without putting money in the meter? Absolutely. Between 7:30 and, say, 7:55 or so? Absolutely. But the photo they have of my car sitting there has no date or time stamp on it. So what does that prove? Nothing. It proves that I was there, and I will absolutely acknowledge I was sitting there.
But wait a minute. Even if you're sitting in the car, you're supposed to put money in, right? I mean, you can't just sit there without putting money in.
No, not at 7:30 in the morning.
Right.
That's right. 8 o'clock. Yeah, it starts at 8 o'clock in the morning. Yeah. Right.
Right, which is what I did.
Okay.
So they're saying that they have a photo of my car there and that I had an expired meter. Yes, sir, my car was absolutely sitting there at 7:30 with no money in the meter because I didn't legally have to put money in the meter.
With the picture, did the picture show you or the back of your head or anything like that in the car?
No, it just shows my car. With no date or time stamp on it. So how do we know when that was taken?
Gotcha.
And I even, in my initial request, I said, you've got surveillance cameras all over the city. Pull a tape, and you'll see that, yes, I pulled into that parking spot at 7:30. Yes, I sat there reading my paper. Yes, I got out of my car a little before 8 and fed the meter and walked across the street to Starbucks. So I think it's coming down to a he said, she said, or more like she said, because my parking enforcement officer, I think, is going to be there because we have requested her appearance. The reality is one of us is not telling the truth. And it's not me. So perhaps she has made an error. I got a bogus ticket, and I'm fighting it. If I have to take it to the Supreme Court, I will. But I'm hoping we can wrap this up because I'm tired of it.
See, most of us won't. It's like we pay, was it $40?
Right.
Most of us say, damn, here's $40, but I don't have time. I got to go to work. I can't go to court on Friday. Here's your $40. Leave me alone. Most of us will do that.
Right.
Carol is a successful businesswoman, and she's pissed. So,
this is costing me money. I mean, every time I'm sitting, going into the courthouse, going to city county, filing documents, responding, whatever it is, I've got a couple businesses to run. And I do believe that there are probably a certain number of tickets that are issued with the idea that they're going to wear somebody down or somebody's just going to say, hey, I don't have time. I can't take time off work. I'm just going to pay it even though I don't owe it. I'm not that person.
No, I know, because honestly, Carol, you've already worn me out. Here, I'll give you $40. God.
Yeah.
Okay, anything else you want to say?
Yeah. Ken, and then I got to go and try and make some money.
Yeah, pay your parking fees.
Yeah.
All right.
Got to go. See you guys.
Thanks, bye.
Okay.
All right. It's funny. So, some of the problems let me get to some of the big stuff here and have you address that, okay?
Sure.
And some of these things have been fixed, some have not.
Mm-hmm.
But at the time you and I were talking a few weeks ago, one of your bullet points is the city continues to issue notices to drivers and continues to add fines to drivers mm-hmm. who have appealed parking tickets in violation of the city's own written policy. Where does that stand now?
According to this memorandum, they are now going to, again, go back to honoring that policy as soon as an appeal is filed, then all accruement of extra fines and everything will be ceased at that point.
I had John Rego on. He's the communications director for the mayor's office a few weeks ago, as a matter of fact. And he said, look, they just call us. We have a phone number now that people can call. Mm-hmm. They call that phone number, and we'll help them out. We'll work with them. Because there's only two levels. You've got the city, and John likes to say we're helping people through the office there at the city. Mm-hmm. But once they have a court date, that goes to the courts, and it's out of the city's hands.
And there's not too many that go to the courts. There's, from what I can tell, based on the FOIA requests, we're looking at about 3,000 appeals a year. And it looks like over a five-year period, there were maybe 100.
Mm-hmm.
100 over a five-year period that ended up going to JP Court.
Right. That's not any at all.
So this is, they're trying to streamline that process. And that number, by the way, is 302-576-2620. If anyone needs to call in and get
things addressed. They need to have a jingle and put it on WDEL.
That could be interesting. Call 576. but no, I'll read the line here. Is once a ticket has been appealed, it is suspended. No further penalties may accrue until a decision has been made regarding the appeal. Appeals officer will then determine within 1 week if the parking ticket is valid. And customers will receive notification of the appeal decision within 20 days.
So what are some of the things that they are doing that you're glad they're doing?
So that's one thing, is streamlining this appeals process. Also making improvements to the meters. They're talking about changing, a lot of the meters in the city are ancient.
Old and busted.
More than you.
Wow. Good hit.
Sorry, it was... No, that was a softball. There you
perfect.
Go.
Perfect. There we go. Well done.
So so they're going to be bringing in kiosks there. I love that they've now moved Park Mobile to expand out to the riverfront as well.
Yeah.
So that's a big, a very positive move. They are working on changes with the towing contract. That's a big, big thing
because
we were pointing out that there were several areas where the towing contractor was not providing the city with needed documentation as required by the contract every month, nor was it fulfilling its part to help keep all of this within the guidelines of state and city code. And so they are looking to change that contract and are going to do a more stringent job.
They're going to have two different towing companies now.
Possibly. At least two different contracts.
Yeah.
Who knows? The police may decide to go with a different towing company as well. So, but that's a significant improvement that should help quite a bit. So there's talk of doing some consolidation with that Office of Civil Appeals, and we'd like to see just how that takes shape. What does that look like? They admitted last night that the Office of Civil Appeals, there is no statutory authority.
Well, that's another thing too. Yeah, we'll get to that. That's pretty wonky stuff right there.
It is,
and I want to get to that because let me see. I'm looking at my notes here because they have acted as though they have some like police authority.
Court authority.
That's right. Court authority, when actually they don't. Can we get into that detail after this?
Sure.
Let's do that. Okay, it's Ken Grant, AAA Mid-Atlantic, and a lot of reforms coming to parking authority, parking enforcement, here in the city of Wilmington.
On AM 1150 and 101.7 FM WDEL.
All right, parking reform. City of Wilmington, you are free to go about and park in the city without getting screwed. At least that's the goal, right, Ken?
If everybody, this is one of the things we talked about at the city council meeting last night, is it's a group responsibility. It's all of our responsibility. Make sure that when you park in the city, that you're following the rules, that you park in a legitimate spot, pay the meter, or use Park Mobile or the kiosk. There's a variety of ways to make sure that you're paying.
But there have been
so
many abuses over the years and such. And Ken's with AAA Wilmington, and so glad that you've been getting on this. I mean, you guys, sometimes you just need the big hammer. to really make the point, and you guys have been the big hammer on this. I appreciate that. Well, the big leverage. I mean, because actually you don't have to hammer the city. The mayor and the finance director, and they're all working on this. Who else at AAA Mid-Atlantic would you like to thank for all the work here?
Jim Lardier, Jim Kathy Lardier. Rossi.
Yeah.
You know, this has really been a group effort. Our legal department has helped with this, saying it's everybody's pointing at me, but I've got to say this wouldn't happen without everybody, including yourself, including the listeners to WDL and others.
Our listeners, I want to thank you who listen to Jensen's show. You brought a lot to the table. You brought a lot of leverage because the mayor is listening and he heard your voices here on the show. Okay, one thing. We only have a couple minutes here.
Sure.
So over 16 years, the city would threaten drivers with bench warrants and contempt of court charges, things like that. The city doesn't have that authority.
Municipal court used to be here in Wilmington. That was dissolved in 1998, and you could argue that at that point the city did not have, you know, a judicial branch of the government to issue bench warrants or fine people in contempt of court or anything. And yet that was the boilerplate language that was used in these delinquency notices.
Is it by the city or is that by the JP court?
By the city.
The city sent out these notices.
The city would send out notices.
They're pretending like they have this judicial authority.
And so when we filed the FOIA request and asked, okay, how many times have you actually tried to do this? The response was, well, none. And again, much to the credit of this administration, that practice ended at that point. Mm-hmm. So, as of November of 2018, I think is when the last of those notices went out. And since then, they've changed the language to be more in line with what they're legally allowed to do.
Okay. Anything else you want to add to this?
Freedom takes diligence, and it takes participation from everybody. And so, again, we are grateful to the Persicki administration for everything they're doing. We're grateful to City Council for taking a look at this issue, and again, to everybody who has spoken up, stepped up, and been a part of this system so far.
Well, if you want to say something to the mayor, it's easy. Go down there some evening and wait around, and it's at some point throughout the week he'll be at Bardella Restaurant.
We run into him all the time. Yeah. I mean, it's
he's down there in the city. I see him quite often as well. In fact, you see city council people, the mayor, and other people in the administration down there, and then you'll see Ken Grant at Deco wolfing down some Thai food. What kind of beer do you pair with Thai food, man?
Oh,
I'm thinking like Sapporo rice beer or something like that, you know?
I'll tell you the Chinese beer story some other time.
Oh, there's a Chinese beer story.
Sure.
I bet it doesn't end well, does it? All right, we'll have you back. All right, thanks so much, Ken and Jim Lardier, Kathy Rossi, AAA Wilmington, and listeners, thank you as well. It looks like really making some headway on this thing. Thank you, Mayor Mike Persicki, to the finance director, and everybody there in the city, too. All right, now, Delaware's Afternoon News. Everything you've missed since noon for 2.5 hours begins in just a moment on WDEL.
WDEL Wilmington, WDEL FM Canton, WSDW HD2 Wilmington.
WDEL, Delaware's News Radio.